Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Unwinding Anxiety Workbook by Judson Brewer, MD, PhD, is a practical mental health workbook built around the central ideas of Brewer's earlier work on anxiety, habit formation, mindfulness, and behavior change. Its subject is anxiety understood not only as a feeling, but as a learned loop of triggers, reactions, and short-term rewards that can keep worry and fear active. The book belongs to the applied psychology and self-help workbook genre, with a neuroscience-informed emphasis rather than a purely motivational one. Its purpose is to help readers move from understanding anxiety to observing and changing it through structured exercises. Brewer, a psychiatrist and neuroscientist known for work on mindfulness-based habit change, presents anxiety as something that often resists willpower and rational reassurance because it is reinforced through automatic brain processes. The workbook therefore focuses on awareness, mapping, curiosity, and repeated practice as tools for interrupting anxious cycles. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, anxiety is treated as a habit loop rather than only a mental state. A central premise of the workbook is that anxiety can function like a habit. In this model, a trigger produces an anxious reaction. The mind responds with worry or avoidance, and the temporary sense of doing something about the threat reinforces the cycle. This framing matters because many people try to solve anxiety by arguing with it, suppressing it, or forcing themselves to calm down. Brewer's approach suggests that these efforts often fail because the anxious brain is not simply waiting for better information. It has learned a loop that feels useful in the short term, even when it increases distress over time. The workbook format makes this idea practical by inviting readers to identify their own loops instead of treating anxiety as a vague force. Worry, stress eating, procrastination, checking behavior, and doom scrolling can all be examined as responses that promise relief but may deepen anxiety. This shifts the work from blaming the self to studying the mechanism. The reader is encouraged to ask what the anxiety loop is doing, what reward it seems to offer, and whether that reward is actually satisfying when examined closely. Secondly, mapping triggers and reactions turns vague worry into observable patterns. The workbook emphasizes mapping because anxiety often feels global, immediate, and hard to locate. By breaking an anxious episode into parts, the reader can see the sequence that connects a situation, a body sensation, a thought, an urge, and a behavior. This is not merely journaling for emotional expression. It is a method for making automatic processes visible. When a person notices that a specific email, memory, social cue, uncertainty, or bodily sensation reliably sparks worry, the problem becomes more workable. Mapping also helps distinguish between the original trigger and the secondary reaction. For example, fear may arise first, but the habit of repeatedly analyzing the fear can become the larger source of suffering. This matters because many anxiety strategies focus on content, such as whether a feared outcome will happen. Brewer's method focuses more on process, asking how the mind responds and what that response teaches the brain. In a workbook, mapping gives readers a repeatable structure. The benefit is practical precision. Instead of saying I am anxious all the time, a reader can identify the specific loops that maintain anxiety and choose where to intervene. Thirdly, curiosity is used as a behavioral tool to interrupt anxious autopilot. Curiosity is one of the distinctive elements of Brewer's approach. It is not presented as casual interest or positive thinking, but as a mental stance that changes the relationship to anxiety. When anxiety appears, the habitual response is often contraction, judging the feeling, resisting it, predicting disaster, or trying to escape. Curiosity moves attention toward direct observation. What does the sensation feel like in the body? Where is it strongest? Does it stay the same or change? What happens when the urge to worry is examined rather than obeyed? This matters because curiosity can weaken the automatic link between trigger and behavior. It gives the brain new information about the actual experience of anxiety and the limited reward of repetitive worry. The workbook likely uses exercises that help readers practice this shift in real time, not only during calm reflection. The reasoning is practical. An anxious loop cannot be changed if it remains unconscious, but harsh self-monitoring can become another form of anxiety. Curiosity offers a middle path. It increases awareness while reducing judgment, making it easier to observe the loop without immediately feeding it. Fourthly, mindfulness practice is connected to reward-based habit change. Mindfulness in this workbook is closely tied to habit learning rather than presented as a general relaxation technique. Brewer work often stresses that the brain repeats behaviors it has learned to reward. If worrying seems to provide preparation, certainty, or control, the brain may keep returning to it even when the result is exhaustion. Mindfulness helps readers notice the actual reward value of the anxious behavior. Instead of assuming worry helps, the reader investigates what it feels like before, during, and after the behavior. This can update the brain more effectively than simply being told that worry is unhelpful. The workbook format supports this through repeated practice, because habit change depends on experience rather than insight alone. A reader may know intellectually that doom scrolling or rumination worsens anxiety, but still return to it under stress. Mindful attention allows the reader to compare the promised reward with the lived result. If the behavior is seen clearly as unsatisfying, the brain has a reason to loosen its grip. This gives the book a more behaviorally grounded quality than many mindfulness guides, which can leave readers with principles but few mechanisms for change. Lastly, the workbook format converts neuroscience into repeatable daily exercises. The book stands out because it is designed for practice, not only explanation. The underlying concepts of habit loops, reward learning, mindfulness, and curiosity can remain abstract unless readers apply them to specific moments in daily life. A workbook can bridge that gap by prompting reflection, tracking patterns, and encouraging small experiments. This is important for anxiety because anxious habits usually arise under pressure when complex strategies are hard to remember. Exercises that are simple and repeated can become available during ordinary stress. The practical structure also helps readers personalize the material. Two people may both experience worry, but one may respond through avoidance while another responds through overplanning or reassurance seeking. Exercises allow each reader to identify the version of the loop that operates in their life. The workbook approach also reflects a realistic view of change. It does not imply that anxiety disappears after a single insight. Instead, it treats progress as a process of observing, testing, and reinforcing new responses. That makes the book useful as a companion to the original unwinding anxiety framework, especially for readers who need guided implementation rather than another conceptual overview. In conclusion, the Unwinding Anxiety Workbook is best suited for readers who want a structured, exercise-based approach to anxiety rather than a purely explanatory book. It may be useful for people dealing with chronic worry, fear-based avoidance, stress-driven habits, or repetitive mental loops that persist despite rational reassurance. It can also serve clinicians, coaches, or educators as a source of accessible language for explaining how anxiety becomes self-reinforcing. Its main practical benefit is that it helps readers observe anxiety in detail, what triggers it, what behavior follows, what short-term reward appears, and what the long-term cost becomes. Intellectually, it reframes anxiety as a learned process that can be studied and retrained, which reduces the mystery without minimizing the difficulty. Compared with many anxiety workbooks, its distinguishing feature is the combination of neuroscience, habit theory, mindfulness, and curiosity. It does not rely mainly on disputing thoughts or offering calming advice. Instead, it asks readers to examine the mechanics of anxious behavior and update the brain through direct experience. That makes it especially relevant for people who already understand their anxiety, logically, but still feel caught in automatic cycles. If you would like to support Judson Brewer, MD, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.